USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Good morning, friends. Here's how we start the day. Walter Wallace Jr.'s family is seeking justice, but they do not want the Philadelphia officers who killed the 27-year-old black man to be charged with murder. The family, including Wallace's mother and wife, privately reviewed the police body camera footage of the fatal shooting early Thursday morning. When asked why the family would not want to pursue murder charges against the two officers, the family said the police were improperly trained and did not have the proper equipment by which to effectuate their job. The United Nations is calling it the worst shipwreck of 2020. About 200 migrants were aboard a boat that caught fire and capsized on Saturday after it left Senegal for the Canary Islands. At least 140 have drowned, according to the International Organization for Migration. The boat had left Mbur, a coastal town in western Senegal. The Senegalese and Spanish navies, as well as nearby fishermen, managed to rescue 59 people and recover the remains of 20 others. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
At least 6 people were killed and more than 2 million people were without power on Thursday after Hurricane Zeta slammed into the Gulf Coast and moved northeast at a fairly rapid pace. Alex Matos of Biloxi, Mississippi, tells Reuters what he saw.
Trees going down, hitting cars, water coming up, thought it wouldn't get in. It just, the wind just kept picking up, and fence went down and just, you know, pretty much just had to ride it out and... You know, thank God we got a generator because we lost power.
The hurricane went from Category 1 to Category 2 over the Gulf before slamming into Louisiana this week. Rapper Lil Wayne revealed that he met with President Trump in Miami Thursday. Mr. Wayne said, "What Trump's done so far with criminal reform, the Platinum Plan, is going to give the community real ownership. He listened to what we had to say today and assured us that he can get it done." The Platinum Plan is the economic plan rolled out by the Trump campaign aimed at helping black Americans, assuring black Americans will have $500 million available for economic growth. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
NASCAR heads into Martinsville Sunday. Driver Chase Elliott talks about the old-school short track being the deciding factor on who makes the championship four and who doesn't.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think Martinsville certainly is a place that deserves to be on the schedule, and I think it deserves to have a important place on the schedule. And where it's been placed in this final 10 races over the last, heck, it's been right there towards the end of the season for a long time. So, it's been a deciding factor in who makes the final four every year since this format was implemented, if I'm not mistaken. So it's always been important, and I think rightfully so.
The Xfinity 500 race is Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. San Francisco's 48-story Transamerica Pyramid Building was sold Wednesday for the first time in its nearly 50-year history. The players are Deutsche Finance America and New York developer Mike Chivo, purchasing the tower and complex for $650 million. It was originally listed in August of 2019 for $700 million without any takers. COVID-19 was partly to blame. Igon Insurance cut $50 million off the price tag, and part of the San Francisco skyline has new owners. When the Transamerica Pyramid was built in 1972, it was the tallest building in the area. Critics called it hideous nonsense. The 2018 completion of Salesforce Tower in downtown San Francisco at 1,070 feet makes it the big dog now. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.